Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. I can barely say hello today because I'm so tired. I'm Becca Tobin. Across from me is Kelty Knight. To my right is Jack Vanek. This time change, I'm still not adjusted. I know it's been
a million years. It's so dark.
But it's like I never...
Winter is coming. Sorry, Elena. Sorry,
Elena. I always like, want to get close
gets
to my
in trouble.
Mic.
Okay, I'm not asking a question. We're all here, okay? Jack's here. Kelty's here. I'm here.
Am I, though?
We're all here. We're kind of here.
Are we here? Where are
I'm
we?
I'm not
here. Who am I?
A question of the week because I have something so incredible to share, and this is actually my good week.
Hold on. So it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
You said
Sorry.
It.
I didn't want
it's not
to
like
do
we've
it without...
done 100 podcasts. No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
I want to have the music. It's important.
Let's leave this in, Heather.
Okay.
It's time for...
Dun-dun-dun.
Okay. Great.
Go.
Okay. We got an email from our friend Molly. I won't say her last name in case she doesn't want it out there. She emails us at the Lady Gang. And I'm not going to tell you what it's about. I'm just going to read it.
I want a dramatic reading,
though. Dramatic.
Okay. Don't give it to me as a regular fan letter. Give it to me as a dramatic fan letter.
It's not really like that dramatic, though. But okay. Long story. Stay with me. It's really about y'all, so we know we're going to listen. Okay. I discovered podcasting one chilly day on Heather Dubrow's Instagram. I spent about 6 months of the last year listening to every episode of HDW. That's Heather Dubrow's World. And the show she has with her husband, or is it just a product talk at this point? Console beauty. And I took three major things out of that experience. Number one. Just because I'm 34 and don't know that much about makeup or style doesn't mean I can't learn. Number two, if you eat less calories, you'll lose weight. Start with switching to vodka soda. Three, I don't have kids, don't want them, and there is a podcast out there for me. It's called
The Lady Gang.
Yes, bitch.
Say it again.
The Lady Gang. You guys are like Heather Dubrow's World, but with dogs, Tinder, and less money. Way less money. Way less money, Molly. So basically, which is why I don't feel bad reading this. She's literally wiping her butt right now listening to us being like, ha 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 ha, I'm so rich. So basically, a gift from Jesus. I commute an hour for school each way, and I'm the oldest bitch in the nutrition bachelor's program. But what makes getting in your car better at 7 a.m.? Two back years of Fempire, oops, Lady Gang, and a little Dave Ramsey to keep me away from the Kybella. I could be out of debt in 17 months, y'all. This is so good. So, of course, I need to escape. So I looked up Kelty's net worth because she's a TV reporter. $13 million. So you aren't fake rich, question mark. Then I saw $850,000, and I was like, okay, cool. I'll believe it. Then I looked up Jack's, and it's 8,000, which made me laugh hysterically because, boss bitch, get that mill.
And accurate.
And
how do I even have a net worth?
Everybody does, I think. I don't know. And I believe Howard Stern is worth 600 mil. Either way, 8,000 more than my net worth. Don't count our super cute Asheville, North Carolina house, though. Molly, you're on a tangent. I love your tangent. Last story is that I just watched 30 minutes of Inside Edition before I realized it's not Kelty's show. It's Entertainment Tonight. P.S. Becca, I love that you don't do rose filters or basic bitch things. You make me feel like all types of ladies are represented. Okay. I have been craving some pumpkin beer, though. In conclusion, three things I've learned from the Lady Gang. One, it's cool to be 34.
Hell
Two,
yeah.
It's never too late to love yourself and other ladies, a.k.a. female empowerment is cool. Three, I don't have to have kids to be normal or happy. 4. She said she was giving 3. She gave 7. 4. Snail trails unite. 5. Chemical peels are worth the money, and no celeb looks that good before they have all the money or the advice. 6. Being a lady is awesome. 7. The most important, just because I don't have obsessive anxiety love with my partner, and he isn't my normal type, doesn't mean shit. I love him. He's gorgeous and supportive with a great peen. That's all I care about. And you silenced the voice in my head that was saying, not enough. In the words of the great guy who came on your show, you're 30 and single. You don't have a type.
Damn.
That was from Great Love Debate. Thanks for lady ganging my life. The awkward teenage girl in me had to say all these things. XOXO, P.S. Literally, best dynamic ever. Molly, I love you. I just want to know why you didn't look up my net worth.
Yeah, I know.
Anyways, it's not accurate if you're currently looking, because it's definitely not accurate.
God, I hope mine's not accurate.
Mine's more so like sad. Jack's.
So sad.
We're all a little Jack Vanek.
Really amazing. Okay, here's my bad week quickly, because that was just so amazing. I don't want to go out with a bang. Bad week is I started the Whole30, and it's been fine, and everything's been so easy to cut out, except I realized I like getting fucked up. Same. And I like drinking, and when I can't do that, I sat there and was like, I don't want to start taking pills because that could create a problem. So now I'm just a giant pothead. So the Whole30 has turned me into a pothead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Welcome.
Shocked.
Okay, Kelty.
Good week. We got a piece of fan mail while we're on the fan mail thing, and well, it was to me, and someone said well, they were talking about the pot. Okay, I take it back. It wasn't to me. It was like fan mail about all of us.
You're so famous.
But it was fan mail to all of us. But then they said they like related. No. I'm telling the story wrong.
They're a Kelty.
I couldn't remember where I got this story from. It wasn't fan mail. It was a woman. That's why it didn't make sense. It was a woman trying to get into the Lady Gang Facebook group.
Oh.
And we make you answer questions. And one of the questions is like, who's your favorite?
Which I think is such
Lady Gang member.
A bogus question.
Because Kelty just wanted it to see how many people liked her.
But most people like you, Jack.
I doubt that.
100%.
I doubt it.
You're the most popular for sure.
Okay.
On the
the richest.
For people that are writing in. Anyway, so someone wrote, Kelty's my favorite. I feel like she is the least neurotic of the three.
That person doesn't listen. Don't listen.
Does that person understand how lazy Beck and I are?
Like, neuroses? I don't even know that word. Oh, unless I'm high. So maybe then now it's true.
Okay, so that was my good week. Made me feel good. Bad week. So I'm on a work trip, and I have a crazy driver, and I'm in the Bahamas. And he picks me up at 4:45 a.m., my favorite time. Mm-hmm. And it's like 4:45 a.m. I woke up 5 minutes ago, brushed my teeth, and came downstairs. Like, right. I don't want to visit with you. We have a 35-minute drive to the airport. Oof. Just shut up and let me sleep against this window for an extra 35 minutes. But instead, it's small talk. And I've given him the like trying to stop it. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, oh, you're young. And he was talking about like how he just learned about Messenger. And he's like, I've started to message people. And he's like, but everyone thinks, you know, you get into trouble on Messenger, but I'm using it to spread the word of the Lord and a spiritual message. And I was like, uh-huh. And he's like, and then I don't understand because this woman sent me a picture of her vagina. And then he goes into great detail about the photos and like what to do with them. And then I was like, what is happening in my life right now that is 4:45 in the morning and I have a stranger telling me about the vag pics he received because he started social media?
That's bad.
It was funnier in my mind.
I would feel
violated.
He's like, I don't know why I'm telling you this. If you have to preface, I don't know why I'm telling you this to one of your clients.
Don't.
That's bad.
And also, he's like, my wife. I'm like, oh, God, I can't. Anyway, it was gross. That's all.
Great bad. A grown man, I don't know, saying the word vagina.
No, I don't.
And also, he used it like the full vagina. Like, he could have said privates.
Yeah. There's no good word, though, for a man to say that doesn't feel
nice. Bun?
A nice buff.
Bun? That's your butt.
Buff?
Or whatever.
Bum?
Bum is your butt. Bun?
Is your vagina?
I don't know. We call it anything.
She doesn't know.
It's new.
It's a new word. Speaking of new words, my turn. I have a new word.
What?
It's submarining. And it's when you stop seeing someone and cut off all communication and then reappear after some time and act like nothing has happened.
Ooh, submarining. You need to submarine him.
It's basically what everybody does in dating nowadays. Yeah. It's like you go on a few dates. It's great. You ghost them.
Oh, yeah.
And then you come back up a few months
later. I've been submarined
a million
Definitely
times.
I've been submarined
a lot.
But by the time they come back, I'm like, I'm disgusted by you now.
By the time you come back, I'm like 8 years married and like living in a different city. And they come on Facebook like, so glad you're doing so well. I'm like, don't try to submarine me now.
Right? Look, you just did it. You used it in a sentence.
Yeah. Good job.
Really coming along.
Really growing.
My bad week. So if anybody knows anything about me, they know how much I love chocolate. I am a chocolate fanatic.
I didn't actually know that about you.
Really? I just ate some chocolate just a second ago.
Not really, no.
Okay, well, now you do. So the other day, I was going to a meeting, and I stopped at Whole Foods to get, like, a kombucha or some bullshit like that. And I saw that they had chocolate-dipped peppermint, like, candy pretzels. And I'm like, this is amazing.
Festive.
I'm going to get a bag. So I get a bag of pretzels. I eat them all on my way to the meeting. I go to the meeting. I'm like doing like a little bit of like a presentation, like standing up, and everybody's just like really staring at me. Like, I'm like, I have a good outfit on. I feel good.
I'm scared.
But it was like, they were looking at me like either I look really hot or like something's wrong, but nobody says anything. And so I finally go to the bathroom after. I had sat on one of these chocolate covered pretzels right in the middle of my butt in my car. It literally looked like a shit stain on my pants.
Where were you for the meeting?
Full on shit stain at BuzzFeed. It was bad.
I feel like that's me.
Yeah, nobody said anything to me.
What are they?
That's not.
Say,
they're not.
Me,
were there girls in there? You're not a girl's girl. That's mean.
I'm not a girl's girl.
No, those girls.
Oh yeah, no, there
were. That's a code of girls. You have to be like.
I would never ever tell anybody.
Because what if it is and they like actually shit their pants?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like that.
Did you write an email like, hey, it was pretzel?
No, but I probably should.
You should.
At least it didn't smell. At least it smelled nice and pepperminty.
That's mortifying.
Mortifying. But yeah.
Gross.
Yeah.
We still love you. We'll take your shit stains any day.
Thanks. I should have done it before I came in here today.
Tested us? I wouldn't tell a girl.
I don't know if I would either.
100%.
Okay.
You guys are dicks.
I'm a dick. What's coming up?
Coming up, we have a musical maestro who's very, very, very talented and probably my favorite game we've ever played on Lady Gang.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
Our guest today is a badass blues singing, sexy sounding singer, songwriter who can wail her freaking face off. She plays guitar, piano, harmonica, and has performed at epic American basic bitch festivals like Coachella and Bonnaroo, and she even toured with Eric Clapton. She recently collaborated with Gary Clark Jr. on Ride from the soundtrack to Cars 3, Pixar, what's up? And she performed Ride on Dancing with the Stars in April 2017. Her second studio album, The Storm, was released on June 30th, 2017. It peaked at number one on the Billboard Blues Albums charts. Please welcome to the Lady Gang, ZZ Ward. Hi.
Welcome.
Is that all correct?
It was awesome. Just made me feel better. A little boost to my day.
Thanks. Okay. So here's the funniest part about all of this is that I'm Canadian, so we don't even say Z. We say Z.
Yeah.
So in Canada, you'd be ZZ Ward.
Yeah. Yeah, when I go over the
border. Is that awkward?
When I go over the border patrol, they're like, ZZ, huh?
What about your fans, though? Do they say ZZ
in Canada?
Or do they say ZZ?
Sometimes. No, they say ZZ.
Oh, okay.
What is your legal name?
Zhujana.
Yeah. I know. That was my next thing I was going to talk about.
Have you gone by ZZ? Is that like your nickname?
Yeah, because no one can pronounce it. It's spelled ZSUZSANNA.
Oh, I thought mine
was bad. I almost
forgot
how to spell it. And it was the Z's in it. That's why.
Zuzana.
I love that.
What the frick were your parents thinking?
Well, it's Hungarian.
Oh, is that a common name? It's like, my name's Sally, and over there.
It's very common, and this is really weird. I had a Postmates delivery today, and he started texting me in Hungarian because he knew that my name was Hungarian, and then he came to the door talking in Hungarian, and I was like, well, I said a little bit in Hungarian, but it's not very good.
You're like,
I didn't want to say
really
it here because I'm like, I'm showing off. It's really bad. But anyways, I just said I don't know that much of it. And he was like, yeah, okay, whatever, and like left.
Oh, he
but it was crazy.
You were like a kindred spirit. Was he hot?
No.
Are you single? Are you married?
I'm married, okay. But he still wasn't hot.
Okay. You're like, yeah, Brad Pitt's
I still have eyes.
I still have eyes.
Okay, so what, when you were growing up and you could never find your real name, like on the pencils or the erasers or like the makeup kits or whatever, what did you want your name to be?
Oh, I don't know, like Lily or something like that. Yeah.
Becca?
What about you guys?
I went through phases. Okay. I really wanted to be a Tiffany at one point.
Of course. Ooh. Everyone wanted to be Tiffany. Was that when Tiffany was popular?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
everyone
now
wanted
I'm
to be
super
Tiffany.
Psyched Thank that I God. Didn't get that.
Sorry, we love you all the Tiffany's.
Oh, man.
It's just very 80s, right, sure. Right?
Very 80s.
I mean, Rebecca, and like that's a very 80s name. No one names their kids Rebecca anymore. So I'm like, I mean...
That's true.
It's not much
My
better.
Parents were going to name me Raven, and I always wanted to be actually named Raven.
That's a really cool name.
I feel like Raven would have been perfect for your emo phase.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
With, like, your leopard print hair clip-in.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Raven. Perfect.
And also on MySpace, you wouldn't have been Jack Vanek. You would have just been Raven. Top 16 friends, Raven.
That's a good one.
Damn it, Mom.
Damn it, Mom. I wanted to be Elizabeth because my brother was really into the Wrestling Federation. And do you remember, you probably don't remember, there was like Princess Elizabeth was Hulk Hogan and Randy Savage's love triangle. With Princess Elizabeth.
Yeah, yeah.
And I always wanted to be Princess Elizabeth. Actually, I don't even think I wanted to be Elizabeth. I think I wanted to be straight up Princess Elizabeth.
Good for you.
And now I'm happy that I'm Kelty.
You can always dream.
Except when everyone calls me Shelty. Because that's a dog's name and that's mean.
People call you Shelty?
In high school and stuff, yeah.
Oh, that's
Kelty
mean.
Shelty, you know, like you're a dog. And I was like, ooh, Kelty moving to Hollywood, too good for you, bitches, is my new
look
name.
Look at you now.
Yeah, look at me now, bitches.
Wait, where are you from?
In Canada.
Oh, yeah, that's what you said.
Dicks. Anyway.
Meanwhile, they're the nicest
really
people in the world.
Okay,
tangent.
So most importantly, what is it? So Jack Vanek likes to go to Coachella and wear skirts with giant slits in them up to her
vagina.
Do you wear underwear with those skirts, Jack?
Yes, and the slit's not to my vagina. It's up the side of my leg.
It's close.
But where is the underwear?
You just, like, hike them up a little bit.
Up a little. Okay, so Jack's claim to fame at Coachella is wearing high skirts with underwear. We want to know what it's like to actually be there as, like, an artist and a talent.
And look at the commoners like me.
The basic bitches, if you will.
Well, the first thing I thought about... Wait, to play there? Okay, the first thing I thought about when you said that is I actually had a nip slip on.
Yes.
At Coachella
on stage.
What were you wearing?
Iconic.
I was wearing a dress, and I guess that my stylist put, like, some kind of bodysuit in the closet, and I didn't see it, and she wasn't there. And so, like, I just put on the dress, and I was kind of concerned that, like, the side was going to, like, come in. It was going to show, like, side boob.
Right.
And then at the end, I was, like, jumping around during the last song. And there was, like, a huge Jumbotron.
Oh, no.
And it, like, aired live on television. And,
A single nip slip or a double?
It was just a single, but it definitely came out. And I saw it on TV later. And I was, so don't worry about the
vagina.
Slip and the vagina.
Did you feel proud? Like, are you, like, do you enjoy your nipples? Like, because I think I don't have any boobs, but I have very pretty nipples.
I feel very indifferent about my nipples.
Jack?
Oh, they're mine. Okay.
I don't know who's going to listen to this. I feel really weird talking about my nipples.
It's all women.
Oh, okay. I feel pretty good about my nipples.
So it was fun. You were like, I have the famous Coachella nipple.
Yeah. I felt like it was kind of like
very rock and roll.
Yeah. You know, I felt good about it. I don't know that I'd ever have the guts to, like, go out there like Lilith Fair and, like, completely rock, like, no shirt.
Yeah.
But I felt like, you know, it was like a happy accident.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
I'm just cool about it.
And is it cool to, like, see everyone in the
field? It's exhilarating.
Is it?
It was really exhilarating because, like, I didn't know how many people would show up, you know? Like, especially, like, my first time playing Coachella, like, I've been playing more now since then. And I've seen more crowds and felt more confident probably.
Yeah.
But especially around that time, I was like, oh, God, I hope they show up, you know?
Did you play, like, super early?
I played at, like, 3. Yeah, it was pretty early. But it was a pretty big crowd. And I remember there was, like, a lot of pressure on the performance because it was, like, a big performance.
Yeah.
And then I felt like we killed it. Like, actually, I'm not going to say I felt like we killed it because usually, like, I don't have a good gauge of if we kill it or not. I have to, like, it depends on, like, who's watching it and who tells me it was good or not. But I think it was pretty exciting. So, and then the second weekend was not as exciting.
It's a little quieter.
Because it's like the second weekend of the same exact thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, it wasn't, I don't know. Maybe
Do you think they should just go back to one weekend?
No, there'd be too many people.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'd
Plus, the weekends are so different. Like, the first weekend is more about, like,
rage.
Events and
like, the
celeb. And the second weekend is just more
what
about
are
music.
The artists like backstage? Are they dicks? Or are they nice?
They're nice. I'm actually, like, I am a little spoiled with Coachella. Like, I won't go so I can, like, have, like, artists or whatever and all access. So,
yeah.
I think it's pretty chill backstage. It's like, you know, they have a lot of cool, like, they have, like, snacks and water and golf carts.
Have you ever seen anyone, like, throw up or have sex? She's like
throw
me.
Throw up or have sex?
Like, whatever. Like, crazy
Not
stuff.
Coachella.
Oh.
No.
What's
no.
the craziest music festival? Like, where the crowd is the rowdiest and
European
you have
ones.
And you're kind of scared.
Bonnaroo was really fun, I would say, because people are more like more there for the music, it seems, and they just don't give a, you know, I mean, they're just like so chill and just want to do drugs and like listen to music, and everybody's walking around and they don't care what they're wearing, and so it was really fun to play there. Yeah, I probably saw people throw up there.
Do you get nervous to perform?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Poop.
Yeah, do you have to poop?
I just do it anyways.
You do it anyways.
I just do it anyways. You know, I think that there's a part of that where the adrenaline, like, makes you put on a good performance. Like, I have been, like, in the middle of a tour and gotten, like, a little too sleepy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like, you're out on stage and you're like, I'm bored. So a little bit of that, like,
sit down.
Yeah, the adrenaline is
this next one's going to take place with me on a stool.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, so... yeah, it helps sometimes to just kind of get you going.
All right, we're going to play a really fun game. I'm very excited you're here. And we thought of this together, so don't just blame me.
Actually, it was just
mostly you. Take some accountability.
It's
you
mostly
literally
me.
Wouldn't let us actually add to the game at all because you came
well,
up
with the problem we faced is honestly that none of us are that hip. And you are. So.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
I'm scared now. I don't
so
know what
we're
going to
play
this.
A version of F, Marry, Kill. But I'm going to rename it so we don't have to say the F word to Tour Bus.
Oh, no.
Co-write or give away your tickets.
Okay, let's just do
no.
F, Marry, Kill.
Tour Bus.
Tour Bus means you're...
We're taking him to bed.
Okay.
It's the F.
Co-write is a marriage.
Co-write is marry. And give away your tickets is kill. Do you get it?
No, I have, like, no idea what you're talking
okay.
about at all.
Have
I don't even
played,
know that
have
game.
You, have you played...
We're going to give you three guys.
And you have to choose which one you sleep with, which one
if
you marry,
you
and which one
to
you
head.
Kill. Yeah.
You're
and we're married,
oh.
so it's a fun game.
Okay, but then we're adding code words to that.
Let's just do F, marry, kill.
Yeah.
Okay, but I will do it as Tour Bus
Great.
Co-write
cool.
and give away
whatever.
Your
She's like, I made this game. We're
okay,
doing
this
it like I played.
And I put categories for them. So here we start. Sexual napalm. Nail palm?
Napalm.
Napalm. This is the sexual napalm category.
Napalm.
Here are the people to choose from. John Mayer, Mick Jagger, or Sting. Becca, you go first.
I'm definitely having sex with Sting because apparently he and his wife do tantric sex and it
Ooh.
Lasts like 4 hours.
I don't want to have sex for 4 hours.
But like I want to experience
tantric sex.
Like, wow. I want to see that firsthand eyewitness.
Okay.
So that's happening. I would probably marry Mick Jagger and I would probably give away my concert tickets to John Mayer.
Jack?
I'm the exact same.
Yeah.
John Mayer has got to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Your body is a wonderland. It does nothing for you.
I wouldn't have sex with him because I think I would get an STD for sure. I wouldn't marry
Allegedly.
Him because he seems like a douchebag.
Right.
And then so that's the only
yeah.
that's the only option.
And you're having sex with Sting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Kill John Mayer.
Wow.
I feel like this is pretty easy though. And then Jagger was F because we're not supposed to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mary Sting because he's like really into yoga.
Oh,
yeah. He's also a really good husband,
and he's
is
hot,
he?
Like old man hot.
See, I think I can
he
tell
is old man
the
hot.
Yoga.
Yeah. Yeah, I met a guy who was his Manny for a while.
Oh,
he's a Manny.
He's a Manny.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I
like
would
an Australian.
I would
man
honestly
nanny
take
for his child.
Oh wow. Okay, I was like for Sting.
Not for Sting.
Child he's a nanny.
I would take John Mayer
take.
On the tour bus.
Oh.
With a condom. And I would marry Sting. And I would, Mick Jagger is like, it's too skinny. I don't want to be around anyone skinnier than me.
I
That's
love
a man.
Him.
Okay.
I like him too.
Next category. Blue eyes.
This is so dumb.
I love it.
Frank Sinatra, Jared Leto, or Kurt Cobain? You're going first, Becca.
Shit. Okay.
Okay, I'll go first.
Okay.
Tour bus Jared Leto. I know it's weird, and I know, Chris, you're probably listening, and I said that, like, he's not that great, and I've interviewed him, and, like, I've Instagrammed him. I was like, it's not that great. He's kind of short. Jared Leto is so hot in
he's
real life.
He's so hot. He's my neighbor. Not age.
He's crazy hot.
Oh, I've been to his crazy compound.
He's so weird.
He's so weird, and I see him sometimes hiking, and he was, like, hair on every, like, beard, hair. You could barely see his face. He was so skinny in a hoodie, and it was hot out.
Like, playing some character.
Yeah, I think something. He was getting ready to play a blind man.
Okay.
He's just so weird. And
he's a weirdo.
So weird. And hot. Okay, I would...
This is hard.
Yeah. You'd have sex with Jared Leto.
Wouldn't you?
I would have sex with Kurt Cobain, like, 100%.
Really?
100%.
Oh.
I don't want to kill any of them.
I would marry Jared Leto. No, I'd marry Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, I think I'm going to marry Sinatra. Sorry, you don't have it.
Oh, yeah, you're so mean.
We don't have it.
He's like,
I don't know the answer.
I just realized I took your papers.
No, here. Okay, well, anyway, Jack?
I don't know. It's like, do you have sex with Jared Leto or Frank Sinatra? I feel like...
Are you even...
Really?
Yeah, thank you.
Old Frank Sinatra or young Frank Sinatra?
Young Frank Sinatra is probably bonable.
Yeah, that's... That's what I'm thinking.
All
young Frank Sinatra.
It's
like old Frank Sinatra.
Me too.
So it's just weirding me out. But maybe I'd kill him since he was old. Whatever. I would bone young Frank Sinatra, but I would kill old Frank Sinatra because he could get his money.
Spoken like a true feminist.
And then I would...
You're going to pick Frank Sinatra over Jared Leto.
To have sex with?
Well, here's the thing. I couldn't marry Kurt Cobain because he was so... He was so messed up. But I love Kurt Cobain so much. I don't know. I can't answer this.
It's too hard, Kelty.
It's too hard.
Zed?
I would say tour bus Jared Leto for sure.
Yeah.
Marry Frank Sinatra because he's got mucho money.
Yes.
And then I would say...
You have one option left.
What should we do with Kurt Cobain? Not kill him.
I don't know. Let's write him a suicide note.
You're our kind of girl. Okay. Next one is my favorite category. It's called Old Balls. Prince, Elvis, and Mick Jagger. Even Elena laughed.
I love Prince so much.
Oh my god, I would kill Prince.
I would kill Prince.
Instant.
Too small.
Instant.
Too small.
That, like, makes me
want to
cry.
Instant. The other options are just so... They're winning.
No,
I mean, I'd marry Elvis because all I would ever want in my life.
Even old, like, drug, die on the toilet Elvis.
I would get the guy that, like, sweats out drugs and toxins and eats meats, weird sandwiches with peanut butter and salami, whatever that is. I would marry Elvis.
I didn't even know about the
sandwich. He has a famous sandwich.
Who?
What's on it? It's like bologna.
Prince does?
Elvis.
Oh.
It's like banana, bologna, peanut butter. Like, it's everything you could imagine.
Amazing.
I'm marrying Elvis.
No wonder he was constipated, y'all.
Yeah. And obese at the end.
He was so puffy.
Oh, my God.
I'm having sex with Mick Jagger.
Okay.
And sorry, Prince.
Okay. Jack?
I would do the same. Prince has got to go. He's too small.
Prince is too small. He's dead. Mick Jagger's also dead.
Aren't they all?
Honestly, I want none of them. None of them are coming to the tour bus.
You don't want Elvis? Banging Elvis? Are you kidding me?
I don't like a brunette.
A brunette? Even if it was Elvis?
You were going to bone Jared Leto. He's a brunette.
You're right. I'll bone Elvis. Fine.
He's an exception.
He's an exception.
Jared Leto's an exception.
For Elvis.
Okay. What are you going to do? It's important.
Ooh,
we're holding you to it.
So tough.
Old Balls. If you come out with a new song called Old Balls, we want writing credit.
Yeah, we need
something
royalty.
Tells me she might not.
I come out with it. You guys are like, she screwed us.
Old Balls.
Okay. Old Balls. Yeah, same, you know, I would tour bus Mick Jagger again. And then...
Really so small, though.
Again, like you've done it before?
Well, we did it earlier in the game.
We had sex. Yeah, we did have... Mick Jagger.
He was on here twice,
double
guys.
Mick Jagger.
It's my fault.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Let's change it to Steven Tyler.
He is going with really younger women, right? Like, isn't Jagger with, like, a 18-year-old?
Yeah, and Kelty just said he was dead.
She did say he was dead. I'm like, he's not dead.
Jagger's not dead.
You said he was dead.
But I'm
he's dead in the game.
I get it.
He's dead in my soul.
He was dead. Like, dead.
Okay, now in the rock category. Jack, you're going first.
Wait, but who are you marrying?
Oh.
Elvis.
Yeah. Well, I Jared would say Leto. Elvis because I feel like Prince was, you know, I mean, incredible artist, but moody. So I don't know about marrying Prince.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I think you'd be a lot.
Be a lot.
Agreed. Quite emotional. Agreed. You'd get some real ghosting on your text messages from Prince. Prince is like the kind of guy that wouldn't write you back for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Like, we still on for Saturday?
He would submarine the shit out of you.
Submarine back in.
He would submarine you. He'd go away and then he would just rise up
like
again.
Like 20 years later.
And you'd be like, I have a baby. And like,
and you don't even know how to save you on the phone because you go by the symbol now. Yeah. You know what to do.
You're like, hi, is there? And then you're like, you just press the hashtag. You're like,
Elena is upset and distraught because she's so in love with him.
I've like known. He'd like had mirrors on like his seat.
Oh no, he's freaky.
I'm
like,
sure.
I don't care. He is too small.
He's too small.
Have sex.
Yeah.
I
love him.
He's too small. Elena. You know why he had mirrors on the ceiling? So that he was exciting. Because it wasn't in the peen, allegedly. So small.
Do you know that?
I'm just saying, small people have small penises.
Not really.
That's not
what?
I don't know. Small, really. Skinny people, maybe, though. I feel like a small, stocky guy might have a.
Yeah.
Big dick still.
Okay. Anyway. I have to come back to this.
Okay.
What's the final one?
Okay, last category. Rock. Slash, Dave Grohl, and Anthony Kiedis.
I'd kill Anthony Kiedis.
Ooh. She knew that one.
I would take like Anthony Kiedis to the tour bus. Have you seen Red Hot Chili Peppers live?
Actually, yeah.
I hate their music, but man has like a 19-pack. And
still?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
He's in great shape. He would give you an old man bone like never before.
I would
that's
definitely.
Who I would have sex with.
Anthony Kiedis. Okay, fine. I'd F Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, wow,
I'd want to
really?
Marry Dave Grohl because I just love him beyond belief. Yep. And then Slash can go. I don't really care.
Ditto.
I'm going to say kill Dave Grohl. I don't even know how to say his name. I'm not into him. And then tour bus Anthony Kiedis and Mary Slash because he would always look the same.
He really does.
He does.
I just saw him perform and it's like time has never passed.
Do you even know what Slash looks like? Like,
no,
if Slash shaved
just
his head, I wouldn't even know what his face
looks
like.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
No
if
idea.
He wanted to go low-key, like, off the radar for a couple of years, he would just have to take off his hat, his sunglasses, and cut his hair, and no one would know who the hell he was.
100%.
I do want to do one more category.
Okay.
Sorry. Emo. For Jack.
I don't know any of these people.
I don't know if anybody's going to know about me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pete Wentz.
Why don't you do the current one?
Okay. Well, let's just have Jack do emo.
Okay, fine.
Pete Wentz, Chris Cabara,
Carabra
from Dashboard Confessional, and Gerard Way from My Chemical Romance. Jack was the queen
none of, them.
Of emo.
What?
No, I mean, they're all...
Who was your emo? Like, who did you masturbate to when you were young?
Chris Cabara is too emo for me. So
too emo for you.
So he
that's
can...
really emo.
But I don't
that's
like
the
him.
Level of emo I didn't know existed.
I don't like him or Gerard. So I'd like kill them both.
I will say Patrick Stump's voice.
I don't know anything.
Is hot.
I'm asleep.
See, nobody knows. But
fine. Current last one: Adam Levine, Ed Sheeran, Zayn.
Dead.
You wouldn't have sex with Adam Levine?
I'd have sex with Adam Levine.
No, he does nothing for me.
He does nothing for me.
Nothing.
Either. Zayn. Still
no.
Nothing.
Too young.
I don't even know who Zayn is.
He's the kid from One Direction.
We're way too old for
he's
him.
He's dating Gigi Hadid now.
Yeah.
No, he's too
He's taking
skinny.
Gigi Hadid on the tour.
I would marry Ed Sheeran.
I would marry Ed Sheeran, too.
I wouldn't kill Ed Sheeran.
But you wouldn't marry him.
I'm not gonna marry you,
but you can stay on the planet.
You didn't answer any of the questions. You're just like, I wouldn't kill Ed Sheeran. That's my answer. I'm sticking to it.
I feel, Ed Sheeran deserves to live. He's really good.
Wait, is your husband a musician?
He's a songwriter.
Oh, do you guys
Does
write
he write together?
Together? Yeah.
Is that sexual
so
napalm? Napalm?
Napalm.
Have you ever taken him on the tour bus?
Yes.
Has she had sex with her husband?
Just a couple times.
Just like once or twice.
Do you get insecure? Like, isn't that a really vulnerable situation, writing with your spouse? Like, don't you feel...
Oops.
Don't you ever get weird when you want to write something about, like, a past relationship or your current one? And, like, I feel like it'd be hard. It'd be like
no,
therapy.
No, because... I bashed him pretty good on my first album, so I think he can take
Was
it.
He an ex at that time?
We've been through it, so.
Shut
up.
Wow.
Yeah,
did he submarine you?
he knows what he signed up for, you know, because that's what I do. Like, I always have, like, if I'm into someone or if I'm going through with them, I write about them.
Yeah.
So if you don't want that, then don't be with me.
Oh my God, I love that.
Me too. I can't wait to listen to the first album and know who I'm listening about.
Uh-oh. Okay. On that note, since you have your life figured out, everyone is staying alive, including you, Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran can live.
No, honestly, I feel like we're on the same wavelength because we're taking the same amount of people, the same people to the tour bus. So I appreciate your excellent
take. You'll get sane right now.
What's coming up? We're going to get people's lives together?
Yeah.
We're going to help people with their lives.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
And we're back. And before we start, ask the Lady Gang if you want 20% off at jackvanik.com.
I do, Jack. How do I get it?
Use code Lady Gang. Okay, so for this part of our podcast, our listeners write in their most burning questions in life, and we give them
advice.
Decent advice. Maybe not so decent.
Hold on. I'm so hot. Will you mind me take off my sweatshirt? I'm not wearing a bra.
I don't, but
are
I
you serious?
Why would
it's
I care?
It's a black shirt.
Is this like an empowerment podcast?
Yes.
Come on, take off
well,
your shirt.
Well,
I wouldn't go that far.
You might feel rather stifled when you walk out of this room.
And okay. It's not the sweltering heat in this room. I'm dying.
Okay.
Oh, wait, you guys have it off because of
the sound.
The sound. We I need... know that because of singing. No. But I just put it together.
Yeah, we're so
were you sitting here being like, are these curls just really cheap or like...
We're just hey, like... as a professional, though, do you appreciate our... Lady Gang pink sound foam.
I do. I appreciate this room. It's like better than my house is decorated.
Oh, well, we can come over.
Yeah. we're just going to put all this in there, though. So that's all we know how to
pink.
Do.
My yeah. husband's like, what's going on?
Like, it's all we know.
He looks.
Okay. Our first
just
question.
Listen to the first record.
Sorry. Our first question comes from Anonymous. Anonymous says, I'm 24 and my boyfriend and I have been together just over a year. I said I love you to him about 8 months into the relationship, and now 14 months in, I still haven't heard it back. I've brought it up to him probably twice now, once shortly after I initially said the three words, and again a couple months ago. His response is, babe, I care about you immensely. I'm really just touchy with the word love. That's all. How long is too long when waiting for an I love you back?
I'm going to be so harsh about this.
It's...
Do it. Do it.
Well, yeah, you're just, why are you waiting? Like, you shouldn't have said it in the first place. That
Thank
was a
you.
Really
never
bad move.
Never text first and never,
never
love first.
No, but first. I think you learn that in relationships. Like, I definitely, my first relationship, said it first. And the whole relationship was doomed for, like, 6 years. Because, yeah. like, you were like, oh, I'll just be the first one to say it.
I just love you no. more than you love me.
No. Oh. Yeah.
Bad, bad.
Bad.
Yeah.
Break up with him.
For sure. Screw him.
Yeah. It's over.
Yeah.
It's never getting better.
Ooh.
Becca?
Ooh. It's happened twice.
No, she's mentioned it twice.
That's like saying it twice.
Right. I wonder if she said it again after the one time.
You have to never say it, never mention it. It's Voldemort
take
in your house.
Take
Don't even
back.
Allude to it. Don't even say, I love this candy bar. Like, take the word out of your entire, like, just
vernacular.
Vocabulary. Like, out. And maybe... Give it time.
I don't know. That's so hard.
Over a year they've been together. What is his problem with love?
That's the other thing.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't like, are know you love somebody after a year, then that's probably a problem.
Can you fake your own death?
And then submarine
yeah, you
back.
You have to go, like, major ghost on him.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, no reason. You just need to, like, go ghost.
Just yeah. go somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Go missing. Get an ad yeah. on the back of the milk carton if he drinks milk. But if he drinks milk, you should dump him anyway.
Oh, my
but...
God. Go missing. Have somebody start a podcast about you. See what he says in the podcast and see if he said he loved you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Oh,
that's impressive. That's
or, how you get it. Or maybe he's dump not him. For you if he
yeah,
won't
he
say it.
Be that into you.
And you deserve to be loved.
Okay. The second
and you're only 24. You're not really going to want to get married till you're 30 because
yeah.
shit changes.
This, yeah, this is a favor from the universe.
Man's rejection is God's protection, a.k.a. Becca Tobin.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I said that.
Yes, you did.
One of our guests did.
I don't think it was Becca.
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm pretty wise.
On.
I don't know.
Sounds good.
Our second question also comes from a different anonymous. She says... My sister's boy... Oh, this is bad. My sister's boyfriend just proposed...
You've never had a personal opinion. That's the first time in Ashley Lady Gang history you stopped to give your personal opinion.
Well, because I have read... Okay. I read through these before and I was like, ooh. My sister's boyfriend just proposed to her last week. And while I am so happy for her, there's one little problem. She's been cheating on him with a married man for their entire relationship. She had been having the affair for about a year before she started dating her now fiancé, and the guy she's been cheating on him with is married and has two kids. She knows that I don't support her cheating, but she still tells me about it anyways. I've asked my sister, since she's been engaged, if she'll stop seeing the married guy, and she said that she probably won't. I don't know what to do or if I should say anything
probably
at all.
None.
I don't want to ruin her wedding, but at the same time, her fiancé deserves to know. What do I do?
Oh, my God.
Woof.
Your sister is a sociopath.
No, I'm just kidding. I kind of love her. If you're... I mean...
Becca Tobin is speechless.
I am. I fear that if you say anything to the fiancé, it will get back to your sister and you may ruin that relationship forever or for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that, if you're willing to risk that. The other thing is just having one more conversation with your sister. And if she still says no and she's mm-hmm. going to continue doing her thing, just know that the universe will take care of whatever that situation is.
She's getting some badass
and
karma.
It's not your business. Like, I know you want to do the right thing because you're a nice person, but, like, you can't make other people do the right thing.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And at least it'll get very exciting.
Now my answer.
Oh, God, here we go.
So
she's like,
I'm not even planning
to tell the wife.
I had a friend who was getting cheated on, and without her knowing, I hired a private investigator, and I caught...
This is true.
This got legit serious.
This is true. It's true.
ZZ's
like, like, cool. Thanks for coming on. What's your phone number? I hired a private investigator and I caught him cheating on her. And then I sent the pictures to him and said, I'm not going to tell my friend, but you're a dick face and like get your shit together. Wow. So what you could do is you could hire a private investigator, get the photos, and then anonymously have the private investigator drop them off at the boyfriend's house. You'll always know in your heart that you did
you
the
tried.
Thing, but you won't actually have to have your name on it. You won't
Those
have to sign
it. Expensive private investigator.
It is expensive, but honestly.
I'm sure she could private
How
investigate
much does that
herself.
Cost? I'm just curious.
Well,
yeah, I am too.
I had him followed for quite a while.
Wow.
Because I needed a lot of evidence.
Kelsey, like, took out a loan.
It was like...
It's for my new business.
No, it was like, to be honest...
Kelsey investigates.
It was like $85 an hour.
Wow.
Okay, that's like...
But so how long did you have
it's like a piano
like,
lesson.
It was like almost $2,000 worth.
It's not bad until they have to follow him all day.
$2,000. But listen, I will tell you this.
It's not bad.
It is fascinating. Hiring a private investigator.
Should we all just do it for our
no,
spouses
it's
for
so
Christmas?
It's so fun because you don't really realize how fun it is to spy on someone.
Oh,
but
so
like
fun.
This person was like making out with someone else somewhere else. And like they got full shots, but they sent it with the timestamps. So you know exactly where they are at every minute. And it is like.
How did you find them?
I just Googled it.
Wow.
Google.
Had a pre-call.
You can really find
and it was a woman. It was a woman, so I was like, yeah.
Yeah, she was
you know
she's
that,
getting sure.
Yeah, she's pissed when I tell her.
I want to be a private investigator so
Should
badly.
We do that as like a lady gang show?
Dude, no, in our freaking Facebook group, we have a secret Facebook group. Our girls can find
anything. Anyone.
It's like they're in the FBI. You give them like one picture and they found where the guy lives, what his mom's name is. It's crazy.
Yeah. Magic.
Wow.
The internet.
So don't not retweet our tweet when we tweet about you coming
we'll
on this episode because we'll find you, girl. Okay.
Man, I need your guys' help with some stuff.
Oh, we will help you.
We're doing it.
Yeah, we really should start business.
I desperately, that's all I want. I want to stake out. I want to eat donuts and drink coffee and just find
and
men.
Pretend I'm a cop.
It'd be so good.
Okay. Anyways, our last question comes from Anne. Anne says, my boyfriend has a lot of tattoos, and personally, I'm not into it. They're not sexy. It's just a bunch of random pieces. She's saying that about his tattoos. I'm okay with a few, but he keeps getting more. I've told him multiple times I'm not going to be attracted to him if he covers himself in tattoos. He knows I don't like them because I get mad every time he gets one. I'm trying to respect that it's his body, but if we get married, I'll have to look at his ugly tattoos forever. How do I help him stop getting tattoos?
What's her name?
Anne.
Anne. It's kind of harsh.
Oh my God.
But like
compassionate Becca.
I am sorry, but I just think of all the things that could bother you about your spouse.
Right.
Are they on his face? Like, as long as they're not on his face.
I would threaten him though.
Yeah.
I think you gotta play ball here.
Oh.
I would threaten him to get a tattoo. Like
on
she
his
should
face.
Get a tattoo on her face of something he really doesn't like if he keeps doing it.
Right.
Ooh, okay.
It's like making like the kids smoke a pack of cigarettes if you get caught with a cigarette.
Yeah. He may
like,
call tattoo. Her bluff though.
She does it. Don't really do it. I was just kidding.
But good idea. You can.
She gets like.
Is
the
there
Raiders
something that he said to you like? That he'll like be very upset. My husband has literally laid down the gauntlet and was like, if you come home with those crazy fish lips that every woman in Hollywood has, like, we're done. I don't care. We're done. So I know that that's my line. I can shoot my face up with so much Botox till the cows come home, but the filler is where he draws the line. I respect that, but that is my face. You know what I mean? If these are tattoos on his body, let him live. And I want to say that to Zach. Let me live.
Let me get duck lips, damn it.
But I don't know. I mean,
what if you tell him to get a tattoo on his face?
But was he getting these tattoos before she was with him?
So. Yeah. Like, that's, you can't change him.
She said he has a lot of tattoos.
That's what you signed up for.
See? Maybe this isn't the guy for you. Maybe you need a non-tatted guy.
Also,
I love tattoos.
If this is a deal breaker and he is great otherwise, then you need to.
Yeah, there are such worse deal.
What you could do for Christmas this year is you could get him that like shirt that it has the tattoo sleeves on it. And you could be like, fine. If you want to have tattoos, I want them to be ones I like and be like, please wear this around me.
Yeah, maybe compromise. You're saying you don't like the ones he has.
Can you help him design?
Can you design them?
Tattoo of your face on his ass.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Great.
That'll do
okay,
it.
Okay, well, we certainly helped you so much.
You're welcome, Anne.
Great advice to
Send
us.
Flowers to CBS rapper.
Are you feeling like you enjoyed your time as a lady gang? I feel like you're shocked.
Definitely the best time I've had all day.
Yay.
All
what
day,
were you doing, jury duty?
Possibly the week.
Yeah, no
well, we
kidding.
Good about
Do you have inspiration? Is there a song about like this
experience?
Mary Kill.
Old balls.
Sexual napalm.
Old balls. Old balls in my face.
She's not.
Maybe.
She's not inspired.
Maybe.
She's like, I don't think so. We're so excited that you came on the show. Where can everyone get the record and where can everyone follow you on social?
They can follow me at ZZ Ward.
Oh,
on Instagram.
Girl. Hard to know.
ZZWard.com.
Yep.
I think you can buy my album on iTunes.
Spotify.
I love that she just doesn't know.
Do you buy your album? Do you go and like buy
it? I do.
When's the first? It's good luck, right?
Yeah. I used to sell my CDs in parking lots all the time. Mm. So now I just don't even want to touch one.
Mm. Oh.
For years.
Yeah.
So I'm like, cool. I don't, it's out there.
Where did you sell them? What parking lots?
Parking lots in Oregon.
That's amazing.
Like Ross Dress for Less parking lot.
That's incredible. Do people buy them?
That's not a good place to sell your CDs.
Them. They would buy them. For a really long time.
I know, but Ross, people are already looking for a deal. Why don't you go where the Richies are? You need a whole new plan. I mean, you don't need that plan.
She's done
not a lot of, not a lot of Richies in the town that I'm from.
Oh.
It's a really small
town. Ross was where people
town.
Went.
Oh, yeah. You're spending a lot of money at Ross, for sure. That's the peak. That's the top of
that's
where it goes in my town.
You know, I was at a Marshall's and I saw a $2,000 Fendi bag, so that's all I'm going to say. Discount shopping, you never know what you're going to get. Okay, well, this has gone on way too long. I don't know why I said that. Thank you so much for being here. You are incredibly talented. And everyone, we're going to post your video in our Facebook group so everyone can hear your beautiful voice because they might not understand how talented you are by the game that I played. Okay.
And it's hard to really translate on podcasts.
Yeah, no, it's difficult.
Please follow us on Instagram at The Lady Gang, at Becca, at Jack Vanek, at Kelty The Best Knight. Yeah.
Okay.
Just Kelty Knight.
And you can also, while you're getting ZZ's record on iTunes, you can pop on over to the podcast page and subscribe to our podcast and share it with your friends. And we will
see you next Tuesday.
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.
Bring the sabor with Modelo Chelada, a mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold fruit flavors and spices. Bring the heat with Sandia Picante or the citrus burst of Limón y Sal. Modelo Chelada, bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.